So, hey, what's up? It's Marina today, and y'all are listening to and watching Diary of a Bad Bitch. I'm here at the San Francisco airport. The last podcast episode, or the podcast episode before the one that I'm thinking about posting, I'm not really sure yet, I just haven't edited it. I had mentioned something about an opportunity, so I'm here in San Francisco because of that opportunity, and I'm really excited, and I will keep you guys updated about that. And what I was going to talk about, because I've been noticing that so many people on YouTube have been posting about depression and anxiety, and it seems like it's something that people don't really know who to go to or who to talk to about it, as I kind of did the same way. So I went on the internet and I talked about it. Hopefully I'm looking at the lens. So I went on the internet and talked about it, because you do get to a place where it's just like you don't really know who to talk to or where to go to, so your last resort is to post it online, kind of like a diary, and whoever sees it, and maybe you can get some sort of solace from doing that and just venting and getting all that emotion out. And I just watched Manny MUA. He had posted something about his anxiety and depression, and it was really sad to see, because I actually unsubscribed from his channel because I felt like something was off, and I couldn't tell what was off from the way he was interacting with his friends and the way that his videos weren't clicking. It just seemed really weird, and I'm like, okay, this guy's going through something. I don't like it. I'm not going to be a part of it, and I'm not going to subscribe to his channel anymore because I don't know. And then last night I was on Twitter and I saw another makeup artist repost something that he had posted about anxiety and depression, and talking about Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain and all these people who are so successful who have killed themselves out of nowhere. And people are giving him a very hard time about posting on the internet because he's saying that he has anxiety and depression, which I think is totally unfair and is very rude, because for someone to even post online in this world of where no one cares about what anyone has to say, which is very rude, I think, which is very horrible and disgusting, because everyone can post all the other stupid stuff. They can post all the stuff about sex. They can post all the stuff about, oh my God, this or that, all the popular things that will get all the retweets and the likes and the comments. But when someone is out there just looking for help, no one can take the time to understand what they're trying to say. So I was watching it, and I was like, I want to talk about this, because also last night my sister showed to me the XXXTentacion video that came out, a sad video that came out. And since this kid died, I was never really a fan of him, but at the same time, I never really disliked him. I knew that he was an abuser. He's dead now, but I heard that the stories were alleged. I'm not even going to say allegedly, because it happened. You know, he abused girlfriends of the past. He came from a very rough past, everything like that. He dies. People are out here being a bully to him because of his abusive nature in the past, and I didn't like that. And the fact that he's a 20-year-old kid, barely just made it, man. Barely just made it. And he died for no reason. Not that there's ever a reason to die, but come on, you're 20. What is this? And no one has any sympathy in them it's half and half. People have sympathy towards him, and then other people don't have sympathy towards him, which was very disgusting for me to see. I mean, I thought it was just gross. This is a 20-year-old boy who did not deserve to die, who was going places, and who, from just the way that my sister, who is a huge fan of XXXTentacion, the way that she talks about him and how, compared to the other rappers of that age, what he was actually trying to do, how he actually was working on turning his life around so that people can learn from him and his past, and he can really shed light on these issues such as anxiety and depression. So I watched this video last night with my sister, and the video clicked with me so hard. I felt that video. And I didn't watch any reviews, reactions to the video because, one, I felt that people weren't going to get it. I really felt that people weren't even going to understand what the point of the video was, and they were just going to take it left, or they were just going to go off the surface of what the video was about, which was obvious. And then, second, sometimes I don't like watching other people's reactions or their interpretations of things because I want to interpret it in my own way. And I think that's why a lot of artists come out with music and come out with art, videos, books, whatever, because they want you to apply it to your life in the way that it resonates with you. But I did watch one reaction, Infinite Waters, because I like his videos. They're really helpful. And we basically had the same interpretation of the video besides the ending. I don't think he saw what XXXTentacion was really trying to say in the video and where he was really at in the video. So I'm gonna say what I think the video is about. I don't think the demon in the video is not a demon. That is God. That is a representation of his own articulation. Is that a word? Basically, that demon is how he views God inside himself. That is the person that he calls his version of God. And the demon was telling him how he should live his life and how XXXTentacion took that was that he needed to kill the old version of himself so that he could be this new version of himself, so that he could be the light that he was meant to be for the world, for his fans, so that people could learn from his life and we could all understand that we have a light inside of us that shines just as brightly as his, but we have to be able to work through ourselves to get to that point. So, sorry y'all, there's a lot of people around, so I'm trying to keep my thoughts. So, in the video, he was battling his old self, fighting his old self, trying to win, being the new ex. I don't want to call him X because I don't freaking know him. I don't know. He's an artist. His name is XXXTentacion. I've noticed a lot of people have been calling him X. So XXXTentacion was fighting himself. He beat himself up, just doing everything just to completely be rid of who he used to be, right? Changed his whole hair color, changed everything to fully emphasize that he is not the old XXXTentacion anymore. He is the new one, the light, the one that is here to spread the message. But he won the battle, cool. But then at the end, did you notice?
I'll tell him where you are and I'll come back.
Did you notice what? Did you see my face? Don't look at my face.
Wait, let me answer.
All right, so this part really annoys me because these white people clearly saw me recording while I was waiting at the airport, okay? The old white people to my left side, these were grandparent age white people, were respectful, you know, they weren't talking too loud, whatever. But then the people on my right side saw me recording, but continued to just be louder and louder. And it's like the louder I got, the louder they got too. And I'm like, why are you doing this? Why are you making it so hard for me? So excuse me for the video and how the audio, you can hear other people talking on top of me talking. I'm not saying that people aren't allowed to talk. I get it that you're at the airport, but that's just a sense of fucking entitlement. I don't want to call it white privilege, but I'm fucking calling it white privilege because I know I have respect for people. And if I see you doing something, I'm not going to be yapping away kind of on purpose so that you can hear me or whatever. It's just so annoying. And no, I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt. No, I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt because I know if it were reversed and I was doing that, I would get all the meanest names. This was in the Bay too. So we know how Bay niggas are. They're racist over there. So I would get every name and I would be looked at like I was crazy. Like I didn't have any sort of decorum or anything to understand that, yo, you have to be quiet. Like give some people a little bit of respect, tone it down. We're in a public place, but still like, so anyway, that was my little spiel about that. So, when he finished battling himself, the demon asked him, so are you satisfied? Are you satisfied now? You've beat yourself, you've changed, you've done all of this stuff so that you could be this new guy. And are you satisfied with what happened? And then he just gets up and the video's over. Because guess what? In the moment, while it was happening, he was satisfied. He was battling his old self. He won. He conquered who he was. He's changed. He's the new XXXTentacion. But another thing that irked me during this whole entire situation was that I was sitting in this area by myself first. No one was around. No one popped up. No one was there. So it's not like I pulled up on an area that was really busy. No, they came there. So if you see someone is doing something, why are you doing the most holding a whole entire conversation? This is the part of the video where you can hear this girl literally talking to her brother, her boyfriend. I don't know who the fuck he was, but she was having a whole entire conversation as her mom and her look at me dead in the eyes while I'm recording, as if what I'm doing isn't important because they have to have their whole conversation for the whole fucking world to hear that there's, I don't even know what to say. I'm just getting really annoyed recording this because I'm remembering how I felt during the moment. Like I'm trying to say something that is important to me, but no, y'all have to make it to where what y'all are saying is more important than what I'm saying because of whatever reasons you had felt in your head. No one has time for that.
Now he has to deal with the fact that, okay, that's me, but what about everything else? And that's the part that I think that Infinite Waters missed, was that XXX will never be satisfied unless he fully has dealt with who he was as a person and has become one with who he was and who he is, so that he can really, really shine that light of who he is as a person. Because you can't be yourself without having dealt with who you were and meshing those two things together so that you could be the best version of yourself. And yes, you have shed those negative aspects of you, you know, and yes, you know, you've conquered it this one moment, but sometimes it creeps back up, you know, which is something that I'm going through right now as well. You know, it creeps back up, you slip, you beat yourself up about it. You're like, oh man, fuck you, you know, the old me. I thought I dealt with you. I thought it was over with you, but it's never over. The battle is never won unless you come to a truce with you guys, a real truce, a real oneness, a real coming together of who you were and who you are and who you will be in the future. And that's how you become that light that the demon God was telling XXX that he was meant to be, that XXX knows he's meant to be. And I think that it's funny that he filmed this whole video the way he did. It was a funeral, everything. It's so weird. I just feel, you know, people know when things are coming. The words that come out of your mouth are just coming out of your mouth. Obviously, watch what you say. But always understands that change is good. Change is always good. Always elevating and being better is good, but never beat yourself up if you slip up and you go back, because you'll never be satisfied until you become one with yourself. And I really feel that was the beginning of what that video was really trying to show us, besides that he's a new person and everything, but that we really have to work, like I've said in a million ways, we really have to work with our inner demons, our inner everything, to be that light that we are, that we all are. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to have a ton of followers. You don't have to be anything. Just working through those dark times just gets you closer and closer to who you're truly meant to be. And that video, I love that video. I freaking love that video because it really will resonate, and it really has resonated, and it's resonated with me, in that, you know, I slip up from time to time. I've come to be one with my past and my present, you know, so that my future, the light that's in me, will keep just growing and shining brighter and brighter. But to see that battle, because that's the battle that I was battling with myself for forever, battling with myself, and I finally just had to be like, yo, I'm not fighting you anymore, man. We're doing this together. We're going to do this together. We're going to live this life together, you know, because it was hurting me that I kept battling myself. And I'm sure that's why so many people go through anxiety and depression, because we're battling ourselves. But when everything's in here, we just have to be one with our inner. That's all that we really have to do. So, you know, that's really all I have to say about that. It's kind of loud, so I can't really record anymore. But, you know, it is what it is. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye. Mommy first.